This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. All right, this is just a hypothetical question before we actually start the program because, well, you know, maybe we'll put it up as Facebook. Jacob, you can help me decide whether or not this is a true Facebook question. First of all, today is the Ides of March. The Ides of March is the day that Julius Caesar was stabbed to death, and he was told by a seer, beware the Ides. There are 4 months a year that have Ides. I think April, I sort of always do this. I think it's certainly March, it's April, I believe, and October and November, as I recall, that the Ides are just in the middle of the month. So in theory, it should be months that have 30 days, right? 30 days has September, April,
right.
June, and November. Well, but I don't think March has 31, actually. So it doesn't make any sense. But I think the other ones are, the Ides are generally months that have 30 days. But what can I tell you? I mean, in theory, the 15th the 16th would be the middle day, right? If you have, because the first 15 are the first half, and the last 15 are the second half, so the 16th, never mind. At any rate, today's the Ides. You know, this is what happens when you put a math major in the psychologist sort of shoes. It just runs amok. There you go. Today's National Shoe the World Day, which is cool. There, I think it's Todd's is the company that for every pair of shoes they sell that they give one away or something like that.
Oh, Tom's?
Is it Tom's? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they're, to be quite honest, kind of weird-looking shoes, but it's certainly a nice philosophy. I actually told a story. This is one I was going to talk about, but I'll tell you. I'll finish the thought and then go to what I was going to talk about. You can tell I actually got some sleep last night. I'm not quite as space cadet-y. I had a pair of sunglasses where the that little screw in the side, I think it had fallen out. And so I decided, you know, I was out walking around, and I went into Lens Crafters. I do actually want to mention their name. Sometimes I don't. If I'm about to badmouth somebody, I don't want to mention their name. But I'm about to goodmouth somebody. There's a Lens Crafter not very far from where I live. And I was just wandering around. And I thought, I went in and I said, is there any chance you could just give me the screw for this? And they said, no, but we'll fix it for you. And they fixed it. And they polished... They're actually pretty good sunglasses. I'm always losing the good ones or ruining them. It's the junk ones that I pay $5 for that I cannot lose. But at any rate, so they fixed them. And they didn't and they cleaned them up, and they didn't charge me anything for it. And they had a little bin by the side of the cash register. Because I didn't say how much you're going to charge me. I just said, you know, can you fix them? Because they're good sunglasses. And when I got the register, they said, no, there's no charge. And I said, well, that was really nice. And they said, but if you'd like to make a donation. And I realized I had another pair of glasses, sunglasses. So I donated the sunglasses. And they give donated glasses and sunglasses to people who can't afford them. You know, I think it's more and more incumbent upon all of us to seek out those companies that do things like that. Because every day there's a story. There was a story we didn't do yesterday about Oreo and the fact that they basically don't pay any taxes. And there's always some kind of horrible story about somebody who's making scads of money and is doing everything they can to short the government. And I suppose it's legal, but it's not very moral. And so when we find companies that are doing moral things, I do think we should support them. I think we should reinforce positive behavior. So, and you can seek them out. So there, that was number one. So this is, I guess, the opposite of the spectrum. I was out last night. It was really one of those horrible, cold, wet, rainy, awful days, and I was not dressed warmly enough because I've decided it's spring, no more warm clothes, which is very stupid. So this is the time of year I always come down with pneumonia. And I went to Shake Shack because they've started doing chicken. And unfortunately, they fry everything, so... It wasn't a great suggestion, but I hadn't tried them yet. And they had only started doing chicken recently, so I thought it was cold and it was convenient, and so I went in. And if you've ever been to Shake Shack, there was no line to get in, but there was. It was apparently everybody had decided to do exactly the same thing at at the same time. So there was really no place to sit. So I'm sitting there waiting for some place to sit while I'm waiting for my order. And there's a table with a couple, and they're clearly about to leave, and I'm not trying to rush them. You know, I think it's kind of rude to stand over them. So I just was a couple steps back, and they started to leave. And I moved out of their way so they could get past me, and this woman came and plunked down. And I said, excuse me, I've been waiting about 15 minutes for this table. She said, well, you weren't in place. And all I could think of was something terrible is going to happen to her in the next couple of weeks because karma's a boomerang. So that was the worst I could come up with when I'm really mad at somebody, especially in like traffic, because I think traffic is dangerous. This wasn't dangerous. It was just rude. So I just thought, okay, well, karma's a boomerang. And that was what I was kind of wishing. That was my curse upon her. But when I'm really mad at somebody, I say, may your toenails ingrow or your wheels fall off if it's in traffic. So let's should we put up, Jake, this was the question. Should we put up what's your favorite non-four-letter word curse that you put on somebody? That might be kind of interesting, don't you think?
Yeah.
It's a little negative, but it might be kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't always be positive, right?
Right.
Just most of the time. All right, so let's put up what's your favorite curse that doesn't involve any four-letter words.
Sounds good.
I can remember when we were kids, we would say, your mother wears combat boots. Apparently, just saying your mother is apparently, in certain circumstances, a kind of a curse. The entire curse was your mother wears combat boots and grows rutabaga under the front porch. I have no idea exactly where that came from.
Very good.
Have you ever had rutabaga?
No, I don't think I have.
It's actually pretty good. It's a root vegetable, and it tastes, it's kind of potato-like-ish. I've only had mashed rutabaga, I think.
Mm.
And it's sort of potato-esque, but it has a little bit more kick to it than a potato. It's actually very good, and I think it's good for you as well. But it just sounded, I think it's somebody just figured out a whole lot of words that sounded kind of cool and put them together in a phrase. Your mother wears combat boots and grows rutabaga under the front porch. The idea was that she was kind of low class. Now everybody wears combat boots and nobody knows what rutabaga is. At any rate. All right. Day in history. Christopher Columbus returned in 1493 to Spain after his first trip to the Americas. And he thought he discovered a short trip to India. Oh, well. Chris, sometimes things just work out. In 1819... Augustin Jean Fresnel won a contest at the Academie de Science by proving that light behaves like a wave. The Fresnel integral is still used to calculate wave patterns since skeptics who had backed the particle theory of Isaac Newton. Now, the point is, we now know that light behaves both like a point and like a wave. And one of the reasons we know that is we're going to do an interview later this week, I think, about the fastball, about the fact that that particle theory and wave theory are both accurate under certain circumstances. So how cool is that?
Super cool.
I know. All of you who are physics majors are saying, yay, joy. And the rest of you are saying, what's she talking about? Rolls-Royce was incorporated today in 1906. In 1927, the first women's boat race between Oxford and Cambridge takes place on the Isis in Oxford. Well, I knew about the race. I didn't know about the women's race. 1927, the first men's probably took place in like 1600 or something. In 1935, Percy Shaw founded Reflecting Road Studs Limited. Now, that may not make any sense to you unless you play marbles. He made cat's eyes. So there you go. My Fair Lady debuted on Broadway in 1956. This was obviously the play, not the movie. In 1965, LBJ responded to the Selma crisis by telling the U.S. Congress, we shall overcome, while advocating the Voting Rights Act. That LBJ was, you should see the movie Selma and the fight between Martin Luther King and LBJ. But LBJ, to a very large extent, was the politician most responsible for civil rights. Acts, certainly the Act, and civil rights in general. And in 1985, you want to feel old? The first internet domain name was registered by Symbolics.com. There you go. 855-993-7569. If you're having a good day, good for you. If it's the Ides for you, give me a call. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bedbugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with a Ladybug steam vapor system. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site? Let alone a house. Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items. And they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com. And tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, 855-993-7569. We were talking about dream job when you retired, and it's really interesting because we've talked about jobs that you wanted before, but this one, because we're talking about retirement, apparently it freed people of the restrictions to be reasonable or make a lot of money or anything else, and some really interesting stuff. The responses that we've done so far seem to fall into one of three categories. Either I'm not retiring, I'm going to become a couch potato, or basically I'm going to do something very cool. And a lot of the cool things that people could do, presumably they could do before they actually retired, but that retiring seemingly allowed them the freedom to think about it. So let's see what else people came up with.
Sounds good. Morgan says, I don't think I'll ever retire. I love working.
Well, tell us, I mean, you know, folks, if you're going to make statements like that, tell us what you're doing. Come on, guys. Tell me more. All right, go ahead.
Thomas would like to be a mini golf groundskeeper.
What, a mini golf groundskeeper? Well, that's kind of limited, I guess, walking and getting to be outside. And okay, fair enough.
Yeah. That's cool.
It's kind of inventive.
Bill says eating cookies.
Eating cookies?
Mm-hmm.
Could you tell us what kind of cookie? Maybe not. All right, fair enough.
Karen says, I volunteer at the Humane Society socializing feral cats. I want to do that full time. I'd love to open my own shelter and sanctuary for animals that are harder to get adopted.
You know, that's been a very common phenomenon. And again, you're already knowing that you can do it without having to retire to do it. So, folks, you should, first of all, let's just take a moment here and talk about the fact that anybody who wants a pet should be going to a shelter rather than a puppy farm. All right. Number one, that there are already animals around that need to be adopted. And all right. So let's all agree on that. And there's some, I mean, if you're saying, well, I don't want a mutt, shame on you to begin. Well, I suppose not shame on you, but there are a lot of purebreds that are shelters as well. So don't assume that first. Well, let's put it this way. At least start with a shelter, right? If somehow you decide that this isn't what you want, who am I to determine your lifestyle? But at least start there, right? At least give that a shot. Because you're doing a good deed, you're saving a life, yada, yada, all right? Number one. Number two, you're not going to believe how sophisticated shelters have gotten. First of all, you can go online and you can kind of, it's like dating pets for dummies. You can go online and see about the animal and see what it likes and what its history has been and things of that sort. So you can kind of pre-interview. And then when you go to the shelter, you can go and meet the animal, and you have to fill out a lot of forms these days, which I think is a great idea. So everybody's making sure that the adoption is going to work on both sides, and I think there's actually a home visit involved. And quite often you can also foster a pet if you're not feeling like you want to take care of a pet full time, but you'd like to do it temporarily. Understand that's like fostering a child as well. You can get attached. So, and I think that there are ways if you fostered an animal to be able to go ahead and adopt. So do check it out. All right, keep going. It's such a common thing that's come up a lot in what people want to do once they retired. And the point is you can do it before you retire.
For sure.
Okay.
Violet says, be the four country reporter, the TV
four
show.
Probably Four County. She probably lives in an area that's called the Four Counties or something.
Yeah, that's probably it. The TV show about great small town places to see in Texas.
Yeah. Working in a small town newspaper, someone once said to me the best job in the whole world was being the owner of a radio station in a small town because you were treated like a king. And I think being a reporter in a small town is probably a similar phenomenon because you get invited every place.
Yeah. Rebecca, raising yaks.
I know people who actually do that. It's apparently a very it's time consuming and it's not and it but it's apparently a lucrative kind of thing to do if it's something that you really like. So there you go.
Bonnie, public servant conducting Bible studies.
Are those two separate jobs or one job?
Just one. Yep.
As a public service doing Bible stories. Yeah, I mean, why not? Okay.
Charlie.
The question is, which Bible?
There you go. Charlie says, keeping the beach clean year-round.
Great idea.
Yeah, that seems like a fun one. Be on the beach all day.
Well, yeah, which is great in the summer, great in the spring, great in the fall, in the winter. Yeah. Although, that's my favorite time to be at the beach.
In the winter.
At one point, I lived on, I lived year-round in what essentially was a beach community.
Oh.
I love living on the water.
Yeah. Margaret, I don't know, but I'd watch the Four County Reporter. Country Reporter. Must be country, because everybody's calling it that, so...
For Country Reporter?
Yeah. Interesting.
I wonder if there's something we don't know here.
Yeah, I don't know.
That maybe they're referring to something that we don't... That they know about that we don't. Because why would you watch a reporter? Or maybe just walking around behind her and thinking that would be kind of a fun thing to do.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Marty says, policeman working with youth and peer pressure...
Well, you can do that. You can do community service. And you can also work with the police, I think, as quite often, in, depending on the community, as a volunteer aide. So you're doing things like dispatching and things of that sort. But an awful lot of police departments do have community outreach programs where having to do with drunken driving and having to do with, I guess, gun safety and all sorts of things. Why not? Great.
Pam... I just want to be a full-time Grammy, but by the time I can retire, the grands will be probably grown up.
40.
My second love is cooking, so maybe I'll volunteer to cook for the elderly or handicapped.
Good. The cooking, my experience has been in those places where there are cooks that they're usually on staff, but you can certainly deliver, you can serve, but maybe not. Maybe you can, I don't know how they certify cooks. I'm trying to remember. I guess there are some times where I've volunteered to feed people where I actually have done some of the cooking. I don't know. I mean, I can cook, but I don't know whether they will allow... I mean, presumably by the health department, if nothing else, you need to be certified to be able to be around food. Yeah. I don't know. That'd be an interesting thing to look into, whether there needs to be certification. My guess is that there's going to be at least some control.
Yeah.
But, and there should be, right? If you're feeding people, you want to make sure that somebody doesn't have, like, hepatitis or anything of that sort.
For sure. I'll sneak the last one in here. Phaedra.
Sneak it away.
I really enjoy my profession as a graphic designer, so I really don't want to retire. But if I have to, then I would enjoy working at a bookstore since I love books and reading.
There you go. Sounds like no matter what, you're going to be happy. Good for you. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Growth can be an intimidating six-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need one eight-letter word, G-R-A-I-N-G-E-R, Granger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over 1 million products across almost every category, Granger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite four-letter word is? W-O-R-K. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mite, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Peggy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Are you still there?
I am.
Oh, good. Okay. I heard a funny noise. I have the most wonderful thing. It's called a parking violation ticket. And I made him out in yellow paper. It has a place for the automobile license, a time, the make of the automobile, and so on. And underneath it says, this is not a ticket, but if it were within my power, you would receive two. Because of your bullheaded, inconsiderate, feeble attempt at parking, you have taken up enough room for 20 mule teams, two elephants, one goat, and a safari of pygmies from the African interior. The reason for giving you this is so that in the future, you may think of someone else other than yourself. Besides, I don't like domineering, egotistical, or simple-minded drivers, and you fit into one of these categories. I sign off wishing you an early transmission failure on the expressway about 4:30 p.m. Also, may the fleas of 1,000 camels infest your armpits.
That's a lot of effort to go to. How many of you how long ago did you write this up?
Oh, I didn't write it. I copied it down. I've had it for years, and my husband does not like me to use them. But I have, when we go into parking areas, and somebody parks so cattywampus that you can't get your car in. And I have stood back to watch and hidden someplace so that hopefully when the person came out, I could see how they felt about it. And the only man I really enjoyed came out, and I had this stuck on his windshield, you know, with his wiper holding it down. And he looked at it, and he looked so mad, and he picked it up, and he read it, and all of a sudden he started laughing out loud. Oh, my goodness, he had such a belly laugh. And I was so tickled with it, and I told my husband, I said, I've got to do this more often.
So how many times total have you done it?
I've probably done it 10 over the past 4 or 5 years. So
I think it's great. So you went to all the trouble. Where did you find it? So if people want to copy it down, is there a website?
I don't know, but it's just called Parking Violation. And then at the very bottom it says, with my compliments. I never sign it.
I'll bet you don't.
But I do fill out the top part.
With their license number and stuff like that.
Yeah, so it really looks more. Yeah, and it says the Providence or state. And so, you know, I write down Washington and then the license number, the time, and the make of the automobile. So it looks pretty real, but it's bright on bright yellow paper. I got it when I was working at school, and I don't have any idea who brought it in or anything, but I made, oh, my goodness, a bazillion copies of it. And then I had to cut each one out so that it would be the shape of the rectangle of the ticket. So, and I still have a whole bunch of them. I used to keep them in the glove compartment.
I love it. I love it. All right, so the question is, I think that having sort of a copy of it might be kind of cool. I'm trying to think if there's any way you could send it to us and we could post it.
Well, I have a fax machine.
All right. Jake, is there a way we could post it for people? I suppose we could put it on the website. Jacob, do you know where our fax number is, and she could maybe send it? Do you have a computer you could send it as a PDF file?
Hey, I'm old. I have a computer.
Okay, no.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, I'm just trying to think if there's any way that we could do it. I'll tell you what, Jacob, do we have a fax number that you know of, Jacob?
I'm not sure. I would have to ask somebody.
I'll tell you what, Peggy, if you're willing to give Jacob your number and he can call you back if he can find the fax number. And then you can fax it to us. And if you can fax it to us, we'll put it up on the website. And then people can go around doing it. Because I think it's worth it. I think it's wonderful.
I do, too. I love it.
I do, too. And because, I mean, it sort of takes on what's not a very nice situation and at least makes people think about it.
Yeah.
Good. I think it's terrific.
And, you know, I mean, if you wanted to, you think about the lady that took over the table. Well, that's a parking violation, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I mean, all I could think about was, honey, some terrible things are going to happen to you in the next couple of weeks, and it's directly attributable to your behavior tonight.
Yeah.
But I thought, I didn't even want to deal with her anymore. And she was the kind of person, I mean, she was so rude and being self-righteous, and she knew she was wrong.
Oh, yeah.
And she was with a guy, and he was kind of embarrassed about it, but clearly he was not willing to, you know, to go against her. But
mm-hmm.
I figured he has his own problems. He has to deal with her on a day-to-day basis, and I don't, so that was good.
Yeah, right.
Right, Peg, I'll tell you what. Jacob will get your phone number if you'd like to send it to us, and we'll see if we can't get it up, because it's just worthwhile. I'm just trying to think if we fax, if we Googled parking violation.
Maybe.
I'll tell you what. We'll work it out, because it's clever enough and smart enough to sort of do. Although I suppose people could make up their own as well. So,
yeah.
Peggy, I loved you sharing with us. Thanks a bunch.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Cookie. 855-993-7569. Jacob, it occurs to me that I actually, we're going to think about doing an email here. So do you want to put Peggy on hold?
Yeah, I just threw
and then,
her on hold.
Yeah, and then maybe she'll hang on for a minute. And if she doesn't, we'll sort of figure it out.
Okay.
Because Manny scolded me yesterday for being behind on email. So I decided, okay, we'll do an email at least one or two today. So
okay.
I'm trying to be a good girl about this.
Yeah. All right, so here we got Betsy. She says, "Hi, Dr. Joy. I was listening to your podcast and heard you talk about hospice care. Thank you for that. As a registered nurse, I'd like to add to your discussion just a little bit. One thing that people don't realize and are often surprised by is the fact that people can go in and out of hospice care. Just because you're in hospice doesn't mean you'll stay there. It can be a financial decision to get better payment, as you mentioned, or for respite for caregivers, or for the end-of-life care, or until healed. I've shared this with people, and the wonderful thing about this fact is that it keeps hope alive. You mentioned that hospice care takes place when hope for a cure is gone, but this is not necessarily true. Balancing hope and reality are very important. Hospice does this in a very beautiful way. But I think knowing that a person can leave hospice care is really helpful for the psyche of both patient and family. Love, 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 love you."
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, I think hospice care may vary from state to state, and the regulations may vary from state to state, because I just happen to have been checking into it for a couple people at a couple different junctures. There are at least one or two states where there's a maximum amount of time. When you say they can go in and out, maybe that's a variation on the theme, is that you can go into hospice for a while and then come back out and then go back in. But there, I know around here it's a maximum, I think, of 6 months. So, but the idea is it's supposed to be an end-of-life care. And around here, at least, there are two options. Well, I guess there are three. One is you can do hospice within a hospital setting, which is quite often called palliative care. And it's a little bit different, but it has the same kinds of characteristics in that there's no ongoing treatment, there's no heroic measures, there's no attempt to resuscitate, and the idea is to keep the patient comfortable and with their knowledge of what's going on. So that's within a palliative care part of a hospital. A second is within a setting where everybody is there. It's kind of like, I'm kind of maybe calling it a halfway house isn't terribly inaccurate. Where you're in a setting. There's a movie, I think, with Toni Collette and what's the other one's name? I'll think of it in a minute. The Perky Blonde, called I Miss You Already, which is about being in hospice. In a particular setting. And the third is hospice at your home, at someone's home, where somebody comes in. It's a terrific plan. It was started, I believe, in Great Britain, who've always been really good about end-of-life care. And it's particularly, quite often there are visiting hours, that it's in a setting that's very unhospital-like, that could be very comforting. It's a comforting situation. I think it's comforting for the patient. It's comforting for the family. It's a special kind of person who can be involved in it. Drew Barrymore is the other one. I knew it would come to me. Drew Barrymore and Toni Collette. But it's something really to think about. It's something for all of us, I suppose, to be aware of, as for ourselves as well as for our loved ones. And so it's certainly my privilege. It's when you're talking about on a personal level, it's a little sort of saddening. But it's something, you know, where none of us are getting out of here alive. So it's something for us to be thinking about in addition to our favorite retirement plan. All right, 855. This is a serious retirement plan. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show. What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. 855-993-7569. Because I promised Manny, I know we just did an email, but let's do another email here so I can tell him that I took his admonition seriously. It is admonishment, I guess. Seriously.
All right. We have Andrea for this next one.
Okay.
She says, my partner and I were married in August of last year.
Okay.
We love each other, but constantly fight. We both work high-stress jobs, and she tends to bring it home. She is a UPS on-road supervisor, and I work for executive dining at an international corporation. Recently, we got a dog. The dog seems to be more important than our relationship. She allows the dog to sleep in our bed, even though upon multiple requests, I have said no to sleeping in the bed. We finally have the dog trained to not get up on the bed, but it has come at a cost, more fighting slash distance between us. We fight about food. I cook a lot and make sure she has healthy meals for work, even though I'm very busy with work and don't have to cook meals for myself, as I get them at work free. I see what she eats, her bank account, which I have access to when she's working, and it makes me so upset because I invest so much of my time to make sure she eats well, soup, sandwiches, eggs, everything. Our bank account is supposed to be a joint account, but she refuses to put her work money, I've only asked for a portion, in the joint account. I want our bills to come out of a mutual account while we both maintain separate personal accounts that we can use as we please. I just want mutual bills to come out of a joint account so we are both aware of where we are at financially now that we are married. All this fighting is driving a wedge between us. I slept on the couch last night and have done this several nights in the past several months. She overreacts to so much of what I say that she gets angry. Anger seems to be the only emotion I see from her. She insists that I nag her all of the time, but I feel so unappreciated. Help, we need it. I love my wife very much.
Okay. If I had to guess, I would guess that the two of you have not been in a live-in relationship before, because it sounds to me a lot of the things that are coming up are things that are coming up because people have lived by themselves for a long time and only had to answer to themselves. And so having someone that you really care about, that you they're not a stranger. So, for example, let's take the issue of food. I hear that you're the maternal type, that you want to make sure that she's eating well and taking care of her, but it's driving her nuts. It's making her feel that you're her mother. And that's not very sexy in a relationship. You want to be lovers, not parent and child to one another. So I would sit with her and say, look, what makes sense from your point of view in terms of food? I would just assume we ate together, but obviously my trying to make you healthy food doesn't work. What would work better for you? And then listen to what she says, and don't take it personally. Don't take it that she's rejecting you when she's rejecting the food that you cook. You don't want to be your mother. In terms of money, I wish the two of you had worked this out ahead of time, but you can't go back. So it may be, you haven't told me whether or not she's paying the bills or not. If she's paying the bills, again, if I had to boil all of this down to one complaint, it would sound to me that she's feeling that you're trying to control the relationship. You're trying to be the mom, whether it's food or the dog or money. So the two of you have to figure out how to co-parent or how to coexist in this relationship with neither of you being the parent and neither of you being the child. If you haven't thought about finding a therapist, you may want to do that. I have no objection to the two of you trying to do some of this stuff on your own. But the problem is that you're the one I have access to. So if you go to her and say, I sent a letter to Brown, and she suggested this. It's you being the parent again. So just saying, I'm not sure you're going to, I suppose you could say that you heard something on the air that was dealing with similar problems, which would certainly be true, similar as opposed to identical. So the deal is here that the two of you need to work out something that makes sense to both of you. Food, she may not want to eat your food. So you cook for yourself, and or she cooks for you one night a week, or you can work it out. I mean, there are lots of options, but you continuing down a path that you know is not going to work doesn't make any sense. In terms of money, as long as she's doing her half of the rent, let her take care of the bills. Say, all right, I understand that that my saying putting your money into a joint account and then I pay that, how about if we paid the bills together? Or if you like, as far as I'm concerned, you can pay the bills, assuming that she's reasonable about money. But the point being here, Andrea, you have to stop being the mom. Because it's, as you say, it's making the two of you be angry with each other all the time. If the two of you were in better shape, I would suggest that you had a once-a-week gripe session where the two of you sat down and talked about the things that were driving you both crazy. But right now, we need to find a neutral position for your relationship before we do that. It's a very helpful thing because it really does cut down on sniping. In terms of the dog, basically, if one of you wants to sleep with a dog and one of you doesn't, I think the two of you are better served to have two separate bedrooms where the two of you get together for sex and then sleep wherever you want. And if you want to sleep with the dog, you sleep with the dog. But you're really making a choice of sleeping with my partner or a dog. If both of you want the dog in bed, that's fine. If neither of you want the dog in bed, that's fine. If one of you wants the dog in bed and one of you doesn't, I think you go with a person when the two of you are in bed together with no dog. And that's not because they don't love dogs. It's because it makes more sense. And the person who wants to sleep with the dog, go sleep in another bedroom or on the couch with the dog if that's what you want to do. But you don't want ever your partner to feel that they have to choose you over the dog or the dog over you, all right? But it really does get down to that issue of being maternal in a relationship, being the parent in a relationship, and it won't work. It really won't. It might have worked a couple of generations ago where one person went out and earned all the money and the other person stayed home and took care of the house. So whenever house issues came up, that was the person who tended the house was the one who got the say. But they're also, the idea was because the other person could do essentially whatever they want, including having affairs and withholding money and all sorts of things. So I don't know that that's actually where you want to go. Try talking with her about saying what would make you happy about food and then listening to what she says and not taking umbrage at it. All right. With the dog, Jake, can you remind me, is she the one who wanted the dog in bed and her partner didn't?
No.
Or was it the other way around? Okay. I think the one... It may be worthwhile to sort of say, look, how about I'll go when you want to have the dog in bed, I'll go sleep someplace else. Well, it actually makes more sense for her. Or I'll get a roulette couch or something so that if you and the dog want to sleep together, then I promise I won't make a fuss about it. The two of we can get together, we can be sexual with one another, we can cuddle, and maybe a couple of nights a week you sleep with the dog, and a couple of nights a week you sleep with me. I mean, the point is it's more important to appear to be reasonable than to be reasonable. Right now, she feels that you're making all the choices, and that's not viable. If either or both of you would like to call me, I can wander through this with you. But the bottom line is stop being the mom, and you'll have a much better relationship. All right? 855-993-7569. Even kids don't like being told what to do by their moms. Adults hate it. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of